Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jnanena tu tada jnanam. Jnanena tu tada jnanam. Yesham nashitam atmanam. Nesham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajjjanam. Tesham aditya vajjjanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Prakashayati tatparam. Jnanena tu tada jnanam. Yesham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajjjanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Jnanena tu tada jnanam. Yesham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajjjanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Jnanena tu tada jnanam. Yesham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajjjanam. Akashprayati tadyanam. Jnanena tu tada jnanam. Yesham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajjjanam. Prakashayati tatpadam. Jnanena tuda jnanam. Nesham ashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajjjanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Jnanena, by knowledge, to, but, tat, that, ajnanam, nescience, yesham, whose, nashitam, is destroyed, atmanaha, of the living entity, tesham, there, adityavat, like the rising sun, jnanam, knowledge, prakashayati, discloses, tatparam, Krishna consciousness. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered, but those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvam jnana plavena, jnanagni sarva karmani, and nahi gena sadrisham. Knowledge is always highly esteemed. And what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna. As it is said in the 7th chapter, 19th verse, bahunam jamanam ante jnana vangmam prapodyante. After passing through many, many births, when one is when one perfected knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, or when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him, as everything is revealed by the sun in the daytime. The living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he actually falls into the last snare of nescience. If a living entity is God, then how can he become bewildered by nescience? Does God become bewildered by nescience? If so, then nescience or Satan is greater than God. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is perfect in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to seek out such a bona fide spiritual master and surrender, and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is. For Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nescience, as the sun drives away darkness. Even though a person may be in full knowledge that he's not this body, but is transcendental to the body, he still may not be able to discriminate between the soul and the supersoul. However, he can know everything well if he cares to take shelter of the perfect, bona fide, Krishna-conscious spiritual master. One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. A representative of God never claims to be, never claims that he is God, although he is paid all the respect ordinarily paid to God because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. Lord Sri Krishna, therefore, stated in the second chapter, chapter 2, text 12, that every living being is individual and that the Lord also is individual. They were all individuals in the past, they are individuals at present, and they will remain to be individuals in the future. Even after liberation, at night we see everything as one in the darkness, but in day, when the sun is up, we see everything in its real identity. Identity with individuality in spiritual life is real knowledge. Om Ayana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vacha Lampangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Sri Gurun Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishvaram. Jnana tu tad ajnanam yesham nashitam atmanaha. Atmanaha, the living entity. The living entity who is in knowledge and has had his ignorance, ajnanam means ignorance, nescience, without knowledge, has had that nashitam destroyed by knowledge. Ignorance is destroyed by knowledge. Tesham aditya vajjnanam. So for such a person, everything is lit, like the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Prakashayati tatparam. And he can see, being situated in Krishna conscious, what is what. Unless one is Krishna conscious, one cannot understand what is the absolute truth, what is real and what is false. Just like at night, it's dark, right? So one can't see. It's very dangerous in the darkness to walk around, right? On the Padyatra, In 1984, from Dwarka, the devotees from ISKCON, India, they started a padyatra. And the idea was to walk all the way around India and land up in Mayapur in 1986, Gaur Purnima Day. That was the plan. And the devotees organized an elephant, a camel, big bulls from Gujarat. And the Gujarati bulls are very different. They have big, big horns from Saurashtra, very big bulls. They had bullock carts. So all the devotees came to Dwarka. And they did an installation of Gornitai. Gornitai deities were installed and put on the bullock cart. And they raised a flag over the Dwarka temple and fed all the Brahmins in Dwarka. And then started the padyatra. I think if you go to Dwarka, you'll see one dwara, one gate, commemorating the ISKCON organized padyatra. So the devotees went all the way from Dwarka down through Kanyakumari, back up along the coast from Kanyakumari all the way to Sridharmayapur. Took 2 years. And many devotees from around the world joined the padyatra. And the program was, in the morning, everyone would get up and sometimes be staying in a school, sometimes in just an empty field, right? Everyone would take bath early in the morning and then go for Mangalarti, Gornitai's Mangalarti. So one particular morning, one devotee they were in a village, and it was dark. There's no street lights in the village, right? So they would go out in the field to relieve themselves in the morning. But unfortunately, there was a well. It was a dry well, and in the darkness, that devotee couldn't see. So he fell down into the well. Anyway, what happened to him is a long story, but the point being that one has to be very careful in the darkness, right? Otherwise, you don't know what's in the darkness, right? Everyone in the material world is in darkness, right? Just like that devotee, he thought, well, no, I can walk in the darkness. Right? But he got in trouble, broke his bones. In the same way, people are thinking they're not in the darkness, but actually they're in the darkness. And they're thinking what they're doing is very good, but actually it's very dangerous. What they're doing is very dangerous. Why? Why is it dangerous? Because just like that devotee who could not see in the darkness and fell down, in the same way, if a human being, after getting this human form of life, does not come to knowledge, atma-gyan, if he doesn't understand knowledge, then they'll also fall down. What is that fall down? The fall down is that after coming to the human form of life, one has to take birth as an animal. Right? In animal life, there's no question of understanding Atma-gyan, Atma-tattva. No chance. The dog, he can't understand Srimad Bhagavatam. The monkey cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam, but a human being can understand Bhagavad Gita, the instructions of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the real benefit of the human form of life. ज्ञान, स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज. हाउएवर, इफ आफ्टर गेटिंग द ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इट्स सिंपली वेस्टेड एक्टिंग लाइक द एनिमल्स विथ नो नॉलेज, सिंपली ईटिंग, स्लीपिंग, मेटिंग, डिफेंडिंग, नॉट इंक्रीजिंग देयर आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान, द स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज, व्हाट्स द डिफरेंस इन एनिमल लाइफ. सो नॉट हैविंग नॉलेज इज लाइक वॉकिंग अराउंड इन द डार्कनेस. A very dangerous situation. But yet people think, no, I'm okay. Why you're okay? No, I have my sons. They're earning. They're chartered accountants. They're engineers. They're making money. I have no problem. Are you have no problem. Next life you'll take birth as a dog and you have no problem. This is called agyan, ignorance. In order to be able to see the reality of things, one needs association of devotees. Sangha, satsanga. There's two types of association, satsanga and asatsanga. What is satsanga? That sat means eternality, eternal. That a sangha which will discuss with you topics of eternality. And asat means temporary. That sangha which will only engage you in the temporary things of this material world. So without satsanga, then there's no possibility of coming to the knowledge, coming out of the darkness. One will remain in the darkness. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada gave us this Bhagavad Gita to help us explain carefully and very clearly how we can come out of the darkness by reading Bhagavad Gita. This is association with a pure devotee. Reading Bhagavad Gita is association with a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada. Right? And that is required. Association with a pure devotee is required because that's the process. No one ever avoided going to the Yamaraj without the association of a devotee of the Lord. No one. How is it possible? Living in the material world, one is bound to commit so many sinful activities. Even if one is trying to avoid sinful life, still they are walking. By walking, they're killing so many living entities. And by lighting the fire to cook, crushing spices, killing so many living entities, drinking water, killing so many living entities. So then you can say, well, the devotees also crush spices, drink water, walk, right? What's the difference? They're also getting karma. Then they'll also see Yamaraj, right? Wrong. Krishna says in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmam prityaja mamekam saranam raja aham tvam sarve papebhyo moksha shishyami masmuchaha. Surrender unto me, Krishna says. give up all these varieties of dharma and just surrender. I'll protect you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. So how to surrender to Krishna? Love me, love my dog. The easiest way to make friends with someone is to make friends with their dog. If you meet someone and they have a dog, and you give that dog some food, biscuit, right? The owner becomes really happy. So what is the devotee of the Lord? The devotee of the Lord is the sold-out animal of the Supreme Krishna. Sold-out animal. That's a devotee. Just because you put on tilak, have kanti mala, japa mala, kuch nahi hona wala hai. Nothing will happen. Yes, you can come to ISKCON temple on Sunday and put tilak and have kanti mala and japa mala. You'll get prasadam, no problem. But you won't get Krishna unless you surrender to Krishna's devotee. One has to surrender. And what does it mean, surrender? I put on tilak and I have mala and I put dhoti sometimes. So I'm surrendered, right? No. One has to work for Krishna. Just like we're working anyway just to maintain this material body, right? If you want to eat, then you have to work, right? Even if you have all the ingredients for eating, rice, dal, sabji, still you have to cook it, cut it, cook it, right? Serve it, wash the pots, isn't it? When the devotees first came to Srila Prabhupada, he was doing all the cooking. They would come to the Sunday feast and nice samosa and palau, rice and sabjis and sweet rice, gulab jamans. Srila Prabhupada was cooking everything. And then after the feast, what happened? Everybody went away. And Prabhupada had to clean up all the pots, clean the floor, right? And then one day, one devotee said, "Can I help you?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes, I was waiting for that." So the difference between the work of a non-devotee and the work of a devotee is that the work a devotee does is for Krishna. He cooks for Krishna. She cooks for Krishna. Right? Same work, cutting sabji, cooking, this, that, cleaning pots. But Krishna's pots, Krishna's sabji, for Krishna's offering, giving to Krishna. This can only be done under the guidance of a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, why Krishna will accept it? He doesn't need your puris. Krishna is hungry for your puris. Huh? Your puris are so good. Radharani is cooking for Krishna. She has benediction from Durvasa. Everything she cooks is sweet as nectar. And never she makes the same preparation twice. And it's all just like nectar. why he needs your puris. But what does he need? He wants to see that love. Out of love, out of affection, one is cooking for Krishna. This he wants. This he wants to accept. So artificially, we cannot do. You don't have, you don't have. You can't practice to be Krishna's friend. You can't practice to surrender everything to Krishna. You're either surrendered or you're not. You're either Krishna's friend or you're not. How will you practice that? Okay? But what we can practice hearing about Krishna. We can practice chanting about Krishna and remembering Krishna. By that hearing, by that chanting and remembering, when we hear from the devotee of Krishna, then a change of heart, the heart becomes purified. The unwanted anarthas in the heart, they go. They go away. Just like the sun rises. When at night, you can't be sure that it's safe to walk. But when the sun comes up, then everything is clear. You can see. You're not afraid. In the night, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, it's all one, oneness. So people who are in ignorance, may make the conclusion that I become God. I'll do meditation, I'll also become God. There was one bogey yogi in America. He was selling one mantra, right? Buy this mantra, chant this mantra, and you'll become God in 6 months. How can you become God? We are in agyan, ignorance. How does God become into ignorance? How is it possible? Is it possible? No, he's God. You don't become God. God is always God. Right? So all this can become very clear only by association with devotees of the Lord. Just like in the darkness, you remain in the darkness, but when the sun comes up, immediately there's light everywhere. And one can see the varieties. In darkness, all one. I'm God, you're God. But when the light comes up, you can see, oh, there's trees and there's birds. And this is the way to go. Everything becomes very clear. There's varieties. You can see who we are. We can see who God is. When we become out of the ignorance, agyan, when we come to gyan, adhyatmika, and spiritual life. One saying is there in Bengali, Krishna Surya Sam, Maya Andakar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nehi Mayir Adhikar. Krishna is like the sun, right? And Maya is like darkness. Where there's Krishna, there can be no darkness. There can be no ignorance. It's driven away. Just like in the winter time, it's very cold. But if you stand near the fire, you don't have to fear the cold. In the same way, in this material world, there's ignorance and darkness. But if we stand near to Krishna, if we're near Krishna, if we're with Krishna, then we don't have to fear the darkness. And how in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the process for being near to Krishna. And that is by chanting his holy name, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, come as his own devotee to spread the Yuga Dharma and to relish the bliss that the devotee experiences from his bhakti. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is living in Purushottam Kshetra, Sridham Jagannath Puri. And there the devotees from Bengal, from Navadweep, used to come and visit him. And the king of Orissa, Patraparudra, Maharaj Patraparudra, he was very attracted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I want to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the king has so much devotion for you and he wants to meet you. And Mahaprabhu said, how can you suggest such a thing? I'm sannyasi. And to meet a king, it's worse than meeting a woman. They're only interested in, you know, pounds and shillings and politics. It's not the business of a sannyasi to meet kings. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much against meeting that Maharaj Pataparudra. So he again requested after some time, because the king wanted to meet the Lord. Again he requested. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, listen, if you keep bringing this up, I'll go away from here. I'll leave Puri. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king, I'm sorry. I can't do anything. And the king said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how is it? He's come to deliver all the fallen souls except for this one, Patraparudra. Anyway, the king had an intense desire. And at some point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went traveling. He went to South India. And for 6 years, he traveled all over South India. He set the example. Right? Sometimes devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement think, okay, now I'll go to Vrindavan, I'll sit in Radha Kund, and I'll chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. But unless one is very advanced, it's not possible to sit in a secluded place and only chant. Right? Srila Prabhupada explained that persons who are not advanced in Krishna consciousness, if they try to sit and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in a secluded place, they'll sit and sleep very nicely. Srila Prabhupada said, don't try to imitate Haridas Thakur. One has to work for Krishna. Very laboriously, one should work for Krishna. Do some heavy lifting for the pleasure of Krishna. And what is that work that one should do? One should do preaching work. Should explain the science of Krishna consciousness to other people. We should read Srila Prabhupada's books, understand Bhagavad Gita, and explain Bhagavad Gita to others. And become favored by Krishna. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that one who explains this science to others, there's no one more dear to me than he. This is our way to advance in Krishna consciousness. Don't try to artificially become one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. I'll go sit in Radha Kund. Right? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was organizing a katha in Radha Kund. And what was the katha on? The Isho Upanishad. Lecture was on Isho Upanishad. So the advertisement went around Radha Kund, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is giving lecture on. So they all came? All the Babas in Radhakund came to the lecture, first night. And then they saw that it was on Ishopanishad. But they're not interested in Ishopanishad. They want to hear Radha Krishna Leela. So the next night the Babas never came. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, where are they? Why they didn't come? No, they're not interested in Ishopanishad. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, they don't live in Radha Kund, they live in Narak Kund. Living in Vrindavan is a condition of the heart. One's heart has to be purified. And then, for the devotee whose heart is purified, wherever they are is Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just after he took sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was in Katwa in Bengal. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. And some cowherd boys, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going towards Vrindavan, and Nityananda Prabhu, he came upon some cowherd boys. So he told them, if Mahaprabhu comes this way, you tell him that there's the Jamuna. Actually, it's the Ganga. But you tell him it's the Jamuna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy. And he saw the cowherd boys, and immediately thought of Krishna. And he asked the cowherd boys, where's Vrindavan? Where's the Jamuna? And those cowherd boys pointed to the Ganga and said, there's the Jamuna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rushed there, and he took bath in the Ganga, thinking it's the Jamuna, and he was in great ecstasy. Right? So then came a boat, and in the boat was Advaita Acharya. And when Lord Chaitanya saw Advaita Acharya, he said, oh, Advaita Acharya, how did you get here? He said, wait a minute, this is not Vrindavan. Nityananda has cheated me. And what did Advaita Acharya reply? He said, my dear Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. And then he gave the Lord dry clothes and took him to his house for prasadam. So being in Vrindavan is a condition of the heart, right? We can't imitate that. But rather we should serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand the philosophy, to understand the message, and to give it to others. And we have to work for that. Then, as we become purified, one day one can chant purely and actually live in Vrindavan. So, this verse, finally, as we hear, as we understand from Chaitanya Charitamrita, King Pataparudra, because he got the mercy of the devotees, he actually arranged so many things for the devotees, places to stay and prasadam, and he arranged a pension for Ramananda Roy so he could continuously stay with Lord Chaitanya. He arranged a room for Haridas Thakur to stay, who actually could chant all day long. He's the Nama Acharya. So by this service to the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became inclined to Maharaj Pataparudra, and finally he attained the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the process. You want to surrender to the Lord? Surrender to the Lord's devotees. And no one ever understood the pastimes of Radha and Krishna without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not possible. You may think that you're worshiping Radha and Krishna, but not possible. You can't understand what are the pastimes of Radha and Krishna unless and until you have the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you cannot get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless you have the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who is very merciful. Brajendra Nandana se sachi sutta hoile se Balaram hoile nitai. Balaram, very merciful. He immediately can relieve us of all our material desires, which are the stumbling blocks to obtaining pure devotion to Krishna. So, are there any questions regarding this verse or anything that we have said? We still have a few minutes. Yes?
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Praji, for wonderfully explaining the particular verse of the knowledge, how one gaining the knowledge, one will be out of the ignorance. You have given wonderful examples for that. So here in the purport, Prabhupada mentioning that to remove ignorance, one has to approach the perfect bona fide spiritual master. And under his guidance, we have to free from this avidya, ignorance or darkness, and come to the light. So my question comes, how we know who is a bona fide spiritual master and perfect, and how we can get the knowledge from him? Although we hear so many lectures and here and there and reading other things, so how can we find this perfect spiritual master and we get the guidance from him, and we can remove from our ignorance or this thing and get the knowledge for that? Thank you, Hare Krishna.
By the mercy of Krishna, you get Guru. By the mercy of Guru, you get Krishna. If Krishna is merciful upon you, then you'll get the perfect guide. Right? That's why Srila Prabhupada started ISKCON. ISKCON is based on knowledge. It's not sentimental. There's a whole ocean of knowledge that's here contained in the literatures from the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, right? It's not the mundane Book Trust, it's the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. All the knowledge is contained in Srila Prabhupada's books. And he explains carefully what are the characteristics of the spiritual master. What you have to understand. So, everything is explained. There's no ambiguity. Everything is very clear. But we should be eager to understand, right? If one is sincere, Krishna will send us. But we have to be sincere. In the beginning, we may have some other reason to come to Krishna consciousness, like we are in anxiety or suffering. Arto jignashu arto arti jnanita bharatar shivaha. Right? Inquisitive. Or maybe somebody doesn't have any place to go. Right? But by executing the process, rising early, taking bath, attending artik, chanting the holy name, one will get jnana, and the agyan will be removed. one can clearly see, like in the daytime, what is what. Who is the spiritual master? That knowledge will come. And when we take knowledge from the spiritual master and we render service, menial service, we work hard for Krishna and ask relevant questions, the result will be there. What is the result? Purification of the heart. We'll become callous, we'll become indifferent, we'll become thinking that sense gratification is useless. For the non-devotees, for those who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, sense gratification is everything. The goal of life. But this is animal life. The goal of life is to become free from the ignorance and situated in knowledge, possible by association with the pure devotee of the Lord. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna lists out all the qualities of a knowledgeable person. Like, he doesn't have pride, many other things. So sometimes we act in a way which clearly indicates our ignorance, you know. Though we know that this, the way I'm, you know, conducting myself, it is not proper. But still, we know it is ignorance. But still, we are not able to do anything about it, you know. So how do we, and we struggle with that ignorance, to get over it. So how, what is the effective way to do that?
Because we are situated in ignorance, we're affected by lusty desires. Arjuna asked Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, "My dear Lord, we perform sinful acts almost as if we're forced to, even though we don't want to. Why is that?" And Krishna says, it's lust only, Arjuna, kama. But we're affected by that. In being in the conditioned state, being in ignorance, we're affected by this kama, krodh, lobha, mud, matsarja. Right? So first we have these lusty desires. And because one is not able to fulfill the lusty desires, we become angry, right? And envious of other persons, and so much lusty that one becomes mad also. Mad. So the only protection is to become purified. And the way to become purified is to chant the holy name of the Lord. The more we chant, the more purified will come. And we'll be able to clear away this lusty desires. They'll seem insignificant. Insignificant. Right? And our devotion to Krishna will increase. When your devotion to Krishna is like an ocean, even though the rivers come into the ocean stays the same. So we may have so many lusty desires, but if we have devotion to Krishna, it's like the ocean, unaffected. We'll see this is insignificant, not real, not something I want. Right? So obtaining devotion to Krishna is the important thing. The method in this age is by chanting the holy name, associating with devotees, taking prasadam. This is the method. And working hard for Krishna. We can't chant all day long, right? So we have to do something. We have to work for Krishna. cut vegetables, clean Krishna's temple, so many things. Go out for preaching, invite people to come to the temple, ask them, my dear sir, please chant Hare Krishna. Right? We work for Krishna. Do something practical for the benefit of Krishna. And then Krishna from within our hearts will enlighten us about what is to be done. He'll protect us. He says like that. I give them the knowledge. Tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvikam dinami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayantit. I show them how they can come to me. That's the process. Okay, thank you very much. Shrimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanandi.